into a life worth living. Because a day isn't just about what you put into your body, how you look in the mirror, or how much production you can squeeze from 8 hours of work. It's about how you feel, whose lives you connect with, and how much fun you have along the way. We have to transcend the tendency to place all of our effort on one thing at a time instead of one day at a time. Just look at the flood of transformational programs out there. 12 days to detox, 28 days to skinny, 40 days to enlightenment, 90 days to astronaut. What do they give you? A diet that statistically fails 95% of all people, or some email batching tips that are magically supposed to make you more productive? If you're lucky, you'll leave with one or two takeaways that you can actually implement in your life for a week or two. But real transformation? Unlikely. What is more likely is that everything else falls out of balance while you doggedly pursue your 8-pack abs. So we are going to flip the script and recalibrate. We are going to focus on that single indivisible unit, that 24 hours, just one day. You got to walk before you run, and a day is the first step. To own your life, you got to own the day. You're going to read this book and then prepare to live one single day completely optimally. Mark it on your calendar, get your head right, get your food right, and do it. You won't live every day like this right away. You may never live another day exactly like this again. But owning just one of them will be the catalyst to meaningful, demonstrable change. Maybe it's your morning routine. Maybe it's how you prepare for sleep or how you spend your drive to work. Maybe it's how you work out or how you eat. Maybe it's everything. But one of those things is going to click first, and when it does, every day after that will be different. I dare you to read this book and not find things that will substantially change how you live and how you look at life. Maybe that will seem small at first, but small things, when compounded over time, tend to have big consequences. That, after all, is the essence of evolution. Tipping points and the process. How many choices in your daily life are essentially toss-ups? Pizza or home cooking? Soda or sparkling water? Netflix or a night out? Should I go to the gym or not? Every day, nearly all of these choices are a 50-50 call. You could just as easily land in one place as the other. If you changed one thing you do within the first 20 minutes of waking up, I am going to give you 3, however, or if you had just a little bit more energy from a high-fat, low-sugar breakfast, maybe you'd choose differently. Maybe it would cease to be a question at all. Of course you're going to the gym. Then, because you went to the gym, you find yourself less stressed that night. So you have sex. Then you sleep better. Then you wake up more vibrant and with more energy. And you have set in motion a positive cascade of choices. The tipping point was one small change in breakfast. You exchanged your Apple Jacks for an avocado, and all of a sudden your day was different. Your week was different. Maybe your whole month was different. Nick Saban, probably the greatest coach in the history of college football, tells his players to follow what he calls the process. He tells them that the average down in football lasts about 7 seconds. If they want to win an SEC championship or a national title, they should focus on that smallest unit of measurement, 7 seconds. Don't get lost in the big picture, he says, and risk taking your eyes off the prize. Focus on what's in front of you. Focus on something you can chew and swallow. Focus on the micro, in other words, and the macro takes care of itself. That's the approach we're going to take. The way to own your life is to own your day, today, because that's all you have. The samurai master, Miyamoto Musashi, told his students in his Book of Five Rings, "When you freely beat one man, you beat any man in the world." The spirit of defeating a man is the same for 10 million men. The strategist makes small things into big things, like building a great Buddha from a 1-foot model. The principle of strategy is having one thing to know 10,000 things. To live one day well is the same as to live 10,000 days well. To master 24 hours is to master your life. Everyone has room to improve. All human beings, every single one of us, have in some way taken a detour off the blueprint of optimal living. We can't help it. It's the world we live in. So we have to take measures as strong as the forces opposing us, or else we struggle.